Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It is Twist It Up Tuesday all up in here. Broadcasting live from Windy City. It's mostly cloudy today, but again, mostly cloudy, about 37 degrees. That's a little chilly, a little nippy, but it's all sunshine up in here. It is December 13th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my whole team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Pierce, the Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kuran Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two versions of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. I got some bad music going today. Independent artists, shy bands. Before I get into the music, I need you just to do me a little bitty old favor. When you're on Facebook, we're on Facebook all day long, morning, afternoon, and for dinner. Listen, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, ladies. Ladies, I want you to shop the royal way. Shop the royal way with Fierce. I am telling you, for all the ladies that enjoy Minted Cosmetics, you can now get a discount when you're shopping at Minted Cosmetics. And listen, Minted is really the bomb. They really do have some nice cosmetics. I purchased and I love cosmetics. So listen, you guys know how it goes. They send out invites to all the influencers. You know what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, I said, yes, I love Minted. I'll be a brand ambassador. So listen, guys, use the discount code when you're shopping with Minted Cosmetics. It is F-A-Fierce, F-E-7. So it's F-A-Fierce, F-E, and the letter 7, the number 7. You'll get a discount on your shopping cart with Minted Cosmetics. So go to MintedCosmetics.com, do your shopping, and use the code F-A-Fierce, F-E-7 to get your discount. Now listen, I got some super bad music on today. Come on, engineer, rock with me. Come on up in here. All right. It is going down on today. About getting to the music. Now, y'all know I always got an opinion, got something to say about what is going on in the news. Now, listen, this is health related. I just saw this popping up, breaking news. There was a story about a lady that had a sore throat. Now, I had never heard this before. I didn't know. So it's really interesting when you read these stories. So this lady, she goes to the doctor because she thought she had a cold. She had a sore throat, right? She had a sore throat. It turned out her tonsils. She had cancer in her tonsils. I've never heard of such a thing. So, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, guys. So if you have a sore throat or whatever, get it checked out. You just never know. Listen, you can look at your toenails. Now, if your toenails start to turn purple, green, or yellow, you really want to go get that checked out. Okay, so listen. Now, that's the one that's got you. This lady had a sore throat. She got checked out, and it turned out her tonsils. She had cancer in her tonsils. I've never heard of such a thing. So listen. Let's get on down into the music. Independent artist Chai Banz, that's C-H-I-B-A-N-Z, Chai Banz. He got some music on today for you. Listen, it is Love Lost. Now, listen, I want you guys to check this out on today. Love Lost. Hey, that is Love Lost. Now, listen, that is by independent artist Chai Banz. You know, I was listening to the song and the lyrics. And you guys, you know something, it is okay. Now, listen, I do not profess to be a relationship life coach, right? So, listen, I am a life coach, but not in the arena of relationships. So, whatever I say is about relationship, it just comes from my opinion and my experience. Okay, so listen. He's singing about love loss. You know, and I say this all the time when I play the song, we all experience a love loss. Listen, it is okay. Let me tell y'all this real quick. Then I'm going to get on to the next song, okay? So, listen, It is okay to check in with, you know, your spouse, your mate, your significant other. It is okay. Let me tell you something all up in here. Did you not know that you could think you're in a really happy relationship? It don't matter if you've been in a relationship 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You could think you're in the most happiest space ever, right? Listen, let me tell you something. You think you're in the most happiest space ever. Now, get this. But yet, you're in the dark. Now, you ever heard of that? You're in the happy place, but yet you're in the dark, because you know something. It could happen just like that. You could be turned on spin of a dime when your mate or significant other comes through the door and tells you, well, listen, honey, everything is not working out for me. I think I need to do something different, and I want a divorce. So listen, it happens. It happens. So listen, let me tell you something. It happened to a friend of mine, and I was just like shocked, like a banana splits. This friend of mine was in a marriage. He had been married for years, had children, everything. Children got all grown and everything, and he had no clue. He was in the happiest place in his life. True story, I could not make this up. He thought he was in the happiest space in his life. His wife comes through the door, and she says, honey, I'm so sorry, but I want to file for a divorce. And he's like, what in the, he went, what? You know, now, can you imagine thinking you got the happiest marriage ever? Your wife comes home one day from work, and she says, I want a divorce. Now, what in the world is that? And so I told my friend, he was telling me all about it. We were on the phone talking, he was telling me all about it. I'm like, what? And I said, I am so sorry. He said, well, I am too. She got somebody else. Now, listen, she's dating somebody else on the side. He had no clue. This lady, she had somebody on the side. She had been dating somebody for a long time. And he didn't pick up on anything. He didn't see any signs, no red flags, no nothing that she was cheating on him. So I am telling you, it can happen. So it is okay. The point of me telling you this story, it is okay to check in with your mate, your significant other in your relationship. You know, it's okay to say, well, is everything okay? You know, are we good? Are we good? Is everything okay? You know, so you want to keep it on the 100. You know, I am just a kind of person, so I'm getting to the point where I don't feel like I have to apologize for how I am. I am just this way. Keep it on the 100. You know what I'm saying? You go out and make sure everything is good. Listen, if it ain't good in the bedroom, you got some major problems. So listen, you know how it goes in life. If your finances are jacked up, you got a problem. If your love life is jacked up, you got a problem. It's just simple as that, baby. So listen, you got to make sure everything is good on the finances, and it's got to be good. You got to be 100 all about it, okay? So it is good, and it is okay to check in to make sure everything is okay. And I'm going to tell you another story about a couple. And they were just happy, happy. Now, their ending is really nice. So listen, don't brace yourself. It's okay. Now, the husband and – they're married. Husband and wife, she got pregnant, yada, yada, yada. They had been trying to get pregnant for a long time. She finally got pregnant. And listen, this is going to sound very controlling, but it worked for her, and it was okay for her. And I thought, kid me, so one day he comes into the department, and he comes flying in to the office. Me and the boss were sitting. I was sitting in my boss's office. He comes flying in. He says, guess what? I said, yeah, I already know. Your wife is pregnant. He said, how the hell did you know that? I said, because you got the father glow. And people don't know that fathers glow when their wife get pregnant. So anyway, he says, it's amazing that you would say that. I said, well, it's all in your face. And so he sits down. He starts talking about how he manages everything. He manages the finances. He manages everything in the home. The wife doesn't manage anything. Let me tell you up in here. But listen, they operate on the 100. She loves it. She loves the way he manages everything, right down to her medication and her pills. He keeps it on his laptop, for God's sakes, on a spreadsheet. It would drive me banana crazy if I had to live like that, but it worked for them. They're all good. So listen. I got some more music for you on today. So it just depends on who you're in a relationship with. If it works for the couple, hey, who is anybody else to rock the boat? So listen, whatever works for you and your significant other, you know, woofah, you woofah, you're on the same level, it's all 100, and ain't nobody else got nothing to say about it. It just drives me banana crazy when people try to come into other folks' stuff and try to throw a stone in. I'm like, get the hell out. You know what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, I got some more music for you on today. Yes, I do. So that was independent artist Shy Banz, B-A-N-Z, and it was Love Lost. Listen, when you find something good, hang on to it, my darling. When you find something good and it's really on the real, you hear what I'm saying up here? Hang on, because I am telling you, you got the hold on, my darlings. Listen, I got some music for you. We're going to kick it up just a notch, right? my girl Rihanna. You know I love me some Rihanna, right? Please don't stop the music. I know the song is old, but I'm going to play it up in here. Please don't stop the music.
Please don't stop the music.
Yeah, that is Rihanna. Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a so-called blast. But guess what? I'll be back late on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is Peace. love, and
you